Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau at 6:45. For the first time in the 129-year history of the University of New Mexico, a female president is preparing to take the helm. Named to the top spot in November, Garnett Stokes is scheduled to be introduced to campus today. Stokes accepted a five-year contract with a salary of $400,000 and comes to UNM from the University of Missouri, where she was provost and executive vice chancellor for academic affairs. Stokes takes over as the University of New Mexico and other New Mexico colleges grapple with funding shortages and enrollments that have generally trended downward. Recently, portraits of Barack and Michelle Obama were unveiled for the world to see. The former president and first lady seem very pleased with their portrayals. But presidential portraits are not always well received, which was the case with Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1965. Michael Marks reports.
If you know anything about this story, it's the quote. The first thing President Lyndon Baines Johnson said when he saw his official portrait.
I said, that's the ugliest thing I ever saw.
That was the artist, Peter Hurd, recorded at Hurd's New Mexico home in 1969. The story quickly made national news.
An art explosion on Capitol Hill over a presidential portrait.
Hurd got the job because Johnson liked his work. He did some portraits, since they helped pay the bills, but he was best known for landscapes of his native Southwest. They reminded Johnson of Texas. Hurd took the gig knowing that this would not be a typical portrait commission. He usually needed 30 hours with a live model for a portrait like this one. He wouldn't get that from Johnson. Here's Lady Bird Johnson reading from her personal journal.
Because it's sort of like asking Lyndon to take castor oil.
Lady Bird secured 1 half-hour sitting at Camp David. It was at the end of a busy weekend, and the president slept through most of it. In the end, it took Hurd 400 hours to complete the portrait. He relied exclusively on photographs, which was not his strong suit. The only exceptions were a neighboring rancher whose hands Hurd thought resembled Johnson's and the top of the president's dozing head. The final product showed LBJ from the waist up standing on a balcony, holding a book on U.S. history and staring thoughtfully into the distance. The Capitol at twilight is in the background, which Hurd didn't like, but Lady Bird insisted upon its inclusion. When he finished, he sent the portrait to Johnson's ranch in the Hill Country ahead of him and his wife Henriette. It was supposed to be viewed at a specific time and place to be seen in the best light. Instead, someone unpacked the portrait and set it up for guests to see. It was not well received.
I must confess, I did not like the background. Not at all. Too violet. And the hands were not Lyndon's gnarled peasant hands. But I did like the head. The expression was searching, hopeful. There was an element of the noble in it.
The Hurds arrived.
And as we sat down to luncheon, Mrs. Johnson said to me, Peter, I must tell you, there's been a little static about the portrait.
They all viewed it together, in a light Peter said couldn't have been worse. And when LBJ gave the now famous quote, Peter said,
that's very interesting, Mr. President.
Which he said he meant earnestly. But Henriette was not so diplomatic.
I said, Mr. President, you no more know anything about a portrait or anything about painting. You simply don't.
Why Johnson himself disliked the painting is not totally clear. There are other paintings of himself he did like, and art critics have validated Hurd's work in the years since. Hurd was unsure what to do with the painting after Johnson rejected it. He was upset that Johnson rejected his work, but he still respected the office, respected the man for that matter. So he took it on a tour.
It did travel around our part of the country particularly a lot, and earned several thousand dollars, all for charity.
Exhibitions of the portrait raised money for places like the Phoenix Zoo, the Santa Fe Opera, and museums in Texas, Iowa, and elsewhere. Hurd said he didn't keep a nickel of the proceeds. Ultimately, he donated the painting to its current home, the Smithsonian Institute's National Portrait Gallery. The only caveat was that the painting not be displayed until after Johnson's presidency. No hard feelings.
It was all a great, wonderful, unforgettable experience, and I do hope the Johnsons look at it as sort of with humor by now. I hope to goodness they do.
Even today, almost 25 years after Heard's death, the LBJ portrait and quotes still follow him around. It's in the second paragraph of his obituary in the New York Times. But according to LBJ, he may not have even said it. On one of Johnson's last days in office, he addressed the National Press Club. He said, "I remember that Peter Heard painting. Do y'all remember that? I never said it was ugly. Actually, I thought it was a pretty good likeness. Except for one little detail. It left off the halo." For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.